The EG3 show is live right here on KCSportsRadio.com. The JPEG Sports Network. What's up, everybody? Eddie Greer III for the EG3 show, which is all about the world of NASCAR. What's going on with the biggest news stories, race caps, race recaps in the weeks leading up to race weekend. For those of you who just tuned in for the very first time listening to this podcast, thank you for listening. And also to the current listeners of the EG3 show, Camping World, Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and of course the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. And we have obviously this is a special episode, milestone episode, and we got a lot to get to. And of course, I'll introduce you to what's going to be the new title of the podcast throughout the show. It's not official yet. It's still the EG3 show, but it's going to be changed to something else, and I'll get to that momentarily. Let's get right on into business with the Camping World Truck Series. Of course, what happened, of course, last night with the action in Bristol. Of course, a triple header weekend began last night. I'll get to that as well here in just a moment with the trucks. But yes, the trucks raced at Michigan, and Darrell Wallace Jr., the Bubba Wallace, gets the job done. What an exciting race this was last weekend, seeing Bubba Wallace jump back into a truck since basically over a year and a half ago, when he was after the year he put up with Kyle Busch Motorsports, getting four wins with him in a total of really five, and then just back into a truck with MDM Motorsports, I think that's correct, from last week with a one race chance, hops in that truck, and with the especially those last 10 to 15 laps there, Wallace made a charge. It seemed like that race to me, the truck race, the top five or six trucks would be racing right there, battling for the win. That was some great racing to see. Obviously, the truck series and all of motorsports produces some of the most exciting racing that NASCAR has to offer, and it lived up to it last weekend. Now, maybe not as much last night with Kyle Busch stealing the show once again and taking another win at Bristol, but rewind back to Bubba Wallace for a second. Here's a guy that was bounced out of his ride due to financial situations or whatever happened at Roush Fenway early this year, stepped into the 43 of Richard Petty Motorsports when Eric Almirola suffered that serious neck injury / sort of back injury at Kansas. Did a wonderful job there. Even posted his best finish, 11th at Kentucky, his last appearance in that cup car for this year, at least for now. And turn around, jump in the trucks, and gets the job done to a fellow African America like myself. I'm a huge fan of Bubba Wallace's, and obviously for sure he's got to get a ride somewhere. I don't care where it is. I mean, there's all these rides opening up, of course, with silly season in full effect officially starting really a month and a half ago. This kid deserves a ride now. Breaking news, what happened yesterday, the news came out that Bubba will keep his win, but the number 99 team win is, here's that word again, encumbered. I don't really like that word. They might just say disqualified for, which I'm going to go with here, disqualified for not, again, failing post-tech inspection or whatever happened with the truck that was taken back to the R&D center. And they found something was wrong to it. Now this, of course, they announced all their penalties, NASCAR does, on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. For those of you who do not know that, I'm pretty sure it's just Wednesdays, but sometimes it comes out early in that, especially when it's serious like that. But on the other side, Shane Huffman last night was suspended for a race, which was last night at Bristol. And so he served that. So the team doesn't get the win. But I read somewhere that yesterday that Bubba will keep his win. And yes, he needs to get a ride somewhere. You're listening to the EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com. That was one of the more exciting races of the year. I know everybody's talking about the Michigan finish. The finish is what brought in the Cup side, which brought out that race for sure, with the, spoiler alert, Kyle Larson making a kind of bold move on the two front row cars of Truex and Eric Jones to score the win. And Kyle Larson definitely made that happen. But Darrell Wallace Jr., Bubba nickname, he's making things happen as well. And nobody seeing that, then something should be wrong with these NASCAR owners that are looking for a driver to fill their seat for 2008 coming up. But this race, Kyle Busch again won both stages of the Michigan race once again. And as of last night, he did the same thing. So pretty much Kyle Busch has won four straight stages in the trucks, including last night's win, come from behind win at Bristol, where he was caught speeding, had to go to the back, and then obviously had the fastest truck in the field. Obviously, this is no surprise. And this is why half of people don't watch truck races or even Xfinity, because of the fact that Kyle Busch, you know, automatically in your head, go, oh man, here we go. He's going to sneak up the show, dominate, which he did last night. And I'm kind of liking what I'm doing here, combining the two races together, since obviously I did not record yesterday. Yesterday was Wednesday. I don't record on Wednesdays due to busy schedules elsewhere. But today is Thursday, August 17th, which I usually record my podcast here for KCSportsRadio.com. And Kyle Busch once again, and oh by the way, Kyle Busch won this race in overtime. So the 46 went to victory lane, and the number 99 last week of Bubba Wallace getting the job done. Let's take a look at what took place in the LTI printing 200. As I said, Darrell Wallace Jr., Bubba Wallace with the pass of the week. I'll explain that later on in the show. Bubba Wallace winning the race, leading 11 laps. Christopher Bell, he and Kyle Busch, his boss, battled out. Fierce battle there. Second, Kyle Busch finished third. And as I said, he won both those stages. Ryan Truex, who up until last night, and still after the race, holds on cleanly to the final playoff position. Fourth, Austin Cindric, who's really coming on here as of late. And Cindric, everybody's eyeing him here in the next week or two, especially in Canada, where he is probably going to be the favorite to win that race. And that's going to be a factor, especially with him being on the outside looking in. But he has been one of the hotter drivers in the truck series right now. Great run for him. And he, Austin Cindric, was the leader when Bubba Wallace pulled off that exciting three wide move on Cindric and Christopher Bell, I believe, to score the win in the 99 truck. Matt Crafton finished 6th, Noah Gregson 7th, Grant Enfinger 8th. He had a great night last night at Bristol as well, staying close right on Truex's rear end. Chase Briscoe 9th, and around the top 10, Justin Haley, Mr. Top 10, got it done last week, but didn't get a top 10 last night. But Haley in Michigan in the 10th spot there. So turning the pages now, looking towards here, when I put up for a second here. Nope, I don't have it. There we go. The UNOH 200 from last night, of course, As I already stated, Kyle Busch leading a race high 109 laps to score another victory, and there those stage wins again. So Kyle Busch going back to Michigan, four consecutive stage wins, including finishing off the field last night in overtime. Matt Crafton finishing in the second spot. John Hunter Nemechek finally finishes on a lead lap. He's been feast or famine this year. Either he wins or he wrecks out or something weird happens to him, but Nemechek gets it done in third. And as I said, Grant Enfinger finished fourth. Ben Rhodes staying alive as well in the playoff hopes. In the playoff picture, in the top five, Johnny Sauter, sixth. Christopher Bell, seventh. Parker Kligerman making an appearance last night at Bristol. He comes home with a good finish in eighth. Austin Cindric, there he is again, ninth. Back-to-back top tens. Brennan Jones in the number 99 truck last night comes home in 10th position in the UHON 200 last night at Bristol, which kicked off the triple header weekend tomorrow, which the Xfinity and Cup will be on the racetrack. Xfinity will race tomorrow night, the Cup Series, in the famous Bass Pro Shops, Bass Pro Shops NRA night race at Bristol, which could be huge for somebody. Saturday night, there is no race on Sunday this week. You're listening to the EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com. And I'm going to go ahead and try to pull up the standings here. Actually, I'm going to go to this page right now for the trucks. Here throughout the show, I will introduce three wide with, of course, yours truly, EG3. That is the title, upcoming title. Once it is approved and everything, that will be the name of the podcast, 3Y with EG3. It has a nice ring to it. All right, so now the regular season standings as it looks for the, the Camping World Truck Series. Bell leads it by plus 42 over Sauter. Matt Crafton third. Briscoe and Ben Rhodes. But this is what matters here, folks. Playoff standings. Bell, Nemechek, Sauter, Crafton all are locked in, along with Cass Grala as well. Cass Grala exited out early another race last night. Grala, luckily he has a Daytona win in his back pocket. Otherwise, he'd be back there outside looking in. Briscoe, plus 91. Ben Rhodes, plus 26. And Ryan Truex gained a point on Enfinger, even when he struggled last night. He ran in just outside the top 15, around there, 15th, 16th, throughout the evening. But yet, Truex gained a spot on Enfinger, who ran up in the top 10 all night long. And that's the gap that what separates. And Noah Gregson, he had a great night last night. He cut his deficit a little bit. He came in that race, I believe, 40 points out to the bat. He cut his deficit to 34. And Austin Cindric with the Motorsports Park Road Course race coming up. That's a golden opportunity for Austin Cindric to really jumble up the playoff positions with two races to go. Canada and then the mile and a half at Chicago, which will set the playoff field for the Camping World Truck Series. Behind the wheel here in just a few minutes here on the EG3 show here on KCSportsRadio.com. The next time trucks will be on track is, of course, September 3rd on a Sunday, Canadian Tire Motorsports Park, which the trucks will do battle. And like I continue to mention, Austin Cindric is one of those guys that could throw a monkey in the wrench of the playoff hopes, especially Ryan Truex or Ben Rhodes. Somebody in there could be left out. Sunday, September 3rd, 1:30 Central Time is the race. And Cindric last year was running in the top three before he had issues last year. And then, of course, that memorable finish with Cole Custer and John Nemechek all the way in the grass racing toward the checkered flags, and then the battle that ensued after the fact between those two truck drivers. That rings a memory into a lot of us who saw that ending of that insane finish between Nemechek, who's still in the series, and Cole Custer, who's been outstanding in the Xfinity series. Again, the Chevrolet Silverado 250 in Canada, Sunday, September 3rd, 2:30 Eastern Time, 1:30 Central Time. All right, folks, time to take our first break of the afternoon here on the EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com and JPEG Sports Network. When I return, you will hear Behind the Wheel this week. Of course, for those of you who are tuning in for the very first time, I'm going, usually when I do Behind the Wheel, I usually go a week, the previous week, to hear what took place with the race, and you will hear all the drivers' comments, and I'm not going to repeat all the comments, obviously, but you'll hear what the action inside the helmet, what's going on through the crew chiefs, the drivers throughout the race. So there's that this week. Watkins Glen, Martin Truex Jr.'s ability to save few and finally get a win in the fuel strategy game was big, but you're going to hear, obviously, Kyle Busch, Brad Keselowski, the incident that happened there, and plenty more on the other side of the break. And when I come back, I'll talk Xfinity for a couple minutes, and then the first 3Y topic of the afternoon. You're listening to the EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com. Behind the Wheel, next.
Watkins Glen International. This is going to be one heck of an afternoon of racing.
Awesome to hear this place is sold out once again this year. It's going to be an exciting one here today.
Good luck down there, Brad.
Thank you, boss.
Hey, thanks for all the years, pal. I appreciate it. We did the best I can for you today.
Let's be patient. Minimize our mistakes.
Appreciate the mask on, as always. I'll do my best with it.
Take care of it all day. Have fun.
Everybody on their feet at Watkins Glen International as the green flag waves, so we are underway.
Green flag is there. Green is there. Green is there. Green.
AJ Allmendinger goes way wide.
You're all clear here. Thank you, Rhythm. We're good.
Brakes are already way too hot.
Just need a little more cushion on my brakes so I can keep running hard. I gotta start backing it up.
Now brake by everybody, you know. Lay the brakes.
Got the 88 up ahead of you. Sounds like he's blowing up.
I don't know what's going on. I'll lose the power.
Okay, if you can hit the diagnostics page, is there anything that's flashing at you on the top left?
No.
Problem for Dale Earnhardt Jr. a lap ago. That car began stumbling badly.
We just got to go to the garage.
Kyle Busch will come to the stripe and will pick up his ninth stage win of the year.
Pit road to be open this time.
Tires, gas, two up. Right side track bar.
Turn in, turn in.
Go straight. Put on the brake.
More tires. More tires.
3, 2, 1.
Let me check with these guys here, pal.
1,000% confident.
Things happen in a hurry.
That is Kyle Busch. A problem on pit road.
There was a lug nut stuck between the caliper and the wheel there, so can't prevent that every time. We can do this. Stay with me. Stay patient, okay?
The 18 just pitted, so you know that wild man be coming through.
Green flag, headed back to turn number one.
Whatever he wants to. It's kind of impressive to watch TV. He's a 19 to finish this off.
Why is that?
I'll just keep them stage points away from the other guy.
That's it, baby. Go get him.
Watch your right side into 7. That's where you got the 20. Job, buddy. Coming to the checker right here.
Great work.
You drove the wheels off of it.
Awesome job, man.
I guess that wasn't a go-kart ball.
Oh, well. Give it a hell of a try.
You gotta hit Ricky with that ball.
Off on the pace car. We're getting ready to go back under the green flag.
Coming to the green.
Kyle Busch and Brad Keselowski made contact. They go sliding out of the inner loop.
Is
that us? Yeah, I'm sure that was our fault. I know of one driver that already thinks it's our fault.
Y'all better keep me away from that after this race. I will kill that.
Smoke coming from the 34, by the way.
Something broke.
We got trouble coming into the inner loop. Is Landon Castle.
Kill the sway bar arm. Take it to the garage here. Get a tire on it.
If we can't, we're probably thinking Maverick. What do you think?
Just tell me what you want to do. I don't worry about code.
So if we come, I think we're fuel only, bud.
Yeah, I was going to say, because Maverick is not what you just said.
Yeah, I looked at it wrong. I'm done with codes.
The road's open this time.
Everybody's coming.
So I think this could be a key stop. They're going to have to save all they can, but I believe they can make it.
Hard, outside, one outside.
Hold it, let it go. Ah, dang it.
Back up to us here, let's look at it. Back up to us. Hey, four tires, fix the damage.
Oh, it was a cluster back there.
Hey, it was a mess, dude.
Hey, we're going to change your plans here, man. Take care of this thing.
Just admit it, dude. We don't have a plan because our plan got ruined.
Still a mixed bag up ahead. Good cars, bad cars.
Oh, the 10 of Danica Patrick. Trouble at turn one.
19 of them took me out.
Brad Keselowski on the pit lane.
Two leader, the 21. Running out.
Here's Ryan Blaney coming to pit road. Another question, can Martin Truex Jr. make it?
Coming to the white flag. All you got to do is beat him back, baby. Beat him back. Come on off here hard, man. Nice and pointed right here. Come on, baby.
And Martin Truex Jr. will pick up the win here at the Glen.
A few mileage thriller 2 weeks ago in New York. This is the EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com. I am your host, Eddie Greer. You just heard Behind the Wheel in courtesy of NASCAR Race Hub, which is on Fox Sports 1 each and every day. We thank them for that. EG3 show, all about what's going on in the world of NASCAR, Camping World, Xfinity, Monster Energy, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. Sam Hornish Jr. in the Xfinity Series came out to play in his home track in Ohio, Mid-Ohio, and he put on an absolute clinic by winning this race. And I believe this race also went into overtime last week. Sam Waters Jr. gets it done. And for the second consecutive year, Harnish wins in the Xfinity Series. Remember going back to Iowa last year, the 22 back in victory lane. 61 laps of the 75 posted by Harnish Jr. Daniel Hemric had a strong run. Ran the top five all afternoon in second. Matt Tiff third. J.D. Davidson. How about this? The IndyCar driver gets it done on Mid-Ohio. Of course, he runs in the IRL series. Fourth, Andy Lally in the 07. Finishing the top five. Elliott Sadler, Brennan Gaughan, Brandon Poole, Justin Marks, last year's winner, and Dakota Armstrong. How about that? Good top 10 finish for the 28 machine. That's your top 10 from the race, the Xfinity Series race, last week in Ohio. Take a look at the playoff positions right now. Obviously, with Sadler still leading the points, but William Byron leading the most important category is the playoff positioning right now. Still with 17 points. And I'm going to go down here to the cutoff, where, of course, Dakota Armstrong is 9th, Blake Koch is 10th, Gaughan and Michael Annett holding on to the 12th and final playoff spot to Ryan Sieg, which is 34 right now. So, heading into the Food City 300 tomorrow night in the Xfinity Series race, that's where the Xfinity cars will do battle. Coverage will be on NBCSN tomorrow night. For those of you who are interested or will be around a TV set, and PRN will have coverage on the airwaves. So, William Byron still holding on to that number one seed right now, even though he's not leading the original standings, but Byron will have the inside track along with Elliott Sadler to get themselves in position for Homestead. So all four of those cars, Junior Motorsports cars, including Annette and Justin Allgaier, are could be going to the playoffs. Still unfinished business still left to do there in the regular season for the Xfinity Series. Moving along, I'm going back. Whoa, where did that come from? Going back to the Cup Series, just to recap what happened in the Pure Michigan 400 last week before I jump in to the first EG3 three wide topic of the afternoon here on the EG3 show here on KCSportsRadio.com. Kyle Larson, I mentioned in the segment one a little bit. He wasn't near the front. He was in the top 10 throughout much of the day, but sort of was in and out of it until strategy came into play late with the late caution. Larson was one of those guys that pitted late. And when the other caution came out, the final caution with Michael McDowell and others involved, that really put it in the 42's favor. And then the 42, the Kyle Larson took complete advantage of the situation there and pretty much ruined the opportunity there. Missed by Furniture Robo. It was no mistake, though. They did not want to see that caution come out, definitely for sure. But Larson made it happen. And the rest was history there. And Chip Ganassi, everyone's talking about his celebration on top of the pit box, nearly breaking Chad Johnson's neck or whatever he was doing. They act like they won the championship pretty much there with that celebration. But hey, we still got three races left and still the postseason to go. A lot of time to sort things out. But Larson continues to own Michigan. And he got the caution he needed, but not the caution that Furniture Row needed for sure to end hopes for a 1-2. But still, for Furniture Row Racing, a 2-3, not a bad day at the office for Joe Garone. Barney Visser in a whole organization, which I think is still coming on in Martin Truex Jr. On the other end of that, he mentioned in his post-race that they were trying some new things last week, and it was probably evident from what they were on the speed charts, but they found something late, and like all championship contenders do, when you don't unload the best, you continue to find stuff to work on with the new package, of course, and abracadabra, they're in contention for another win. It was a huge 5-point swing. Why? Because Truex won stage one, and Keselowski, we'll get touch on him here in a final segment of the afternoon. Keselowski won the first stage, Truex won the second, and if Truex were to hold on to win that, he would add 40 stage points coming into Saturday night's race to, of course, 35, but still, that's huge. And, of course, I have a number on Truex as well here coming up, if I can get it in before the afternoon ends here on ET3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com. But that finish is what everyone's talking about, because really, outside of that, I was able to watch part of it, but able to keep up with what was going on happening over Twitter and what was going on then, because I was out of town. But I will rewatch this race when the bye week comes after Bristol, of course, on Saturday night. And Kyle Larson, everyone's talking about that was the biggest restart this season. And where was that when Jimmy Johnson was up front? I know it was a different situation, but Larson dominated last year. I can only think back to last year at Miami, where you're going to need that restart if Larson can make it to the Final Four race in Homestead, along with Truex as well, if everything shakes out in the path of those two race teams and two drivers. But Jimmy Johnson had the better restart, and of course, you got all of you guys know what happened after that. But as of right now, that's right up there with the best restarts. I'm not going to say it's the best one yet, because there's still plenty of racing to go. And Larson, all three of his wins this season have come on 2-mile tracks. And Larson put himself in great company, which I'll get to in the final segment of the afternoon. Top 10 real quick. Rundown from the Pure Michigan 400. And for some reason, it continues to pull up entry list for whatever reason from that race. So I'm just going to go on to, well, I'm not going to be able to put up there. Well, I'll get to that in the final segment of the afternoon. But I want to get to right now is 3 Wide with yours truly, EG3, right now. It is. We are going to go 3 Wide right now in the turn one with, of course, topic number one, what I'm going to discuss all up to the break, is team orders. Of course, that's been brought up, of course, due to what situation played out with Martin Truex Jr. and Eric Jones, the Furniture Royal Racing duel. They were racing up in the top 10 throughout the afternoon. Of course, oh, by the way, Martin Truex had a loose wheel in second, early in segment number two, and it played out into their hands there, so they ended up picking up another stage win, which was stage win number 15 of the year for those guys. And when team orders, the question was asked in the post race. Somebody asked, I believe Martin said Bob, and it was Bob Popgrass for ESPN asked the question, would you let your Eric win, pull over and win due to the situation, the point situation that you're in? Obviously, you're in position to get the number one seed, and not only that, win the regular season championship and whatnot. And Martin said it perfectly. That's not how we do things around here. That's not how we do it. You got to earn it. These things come by hard to get. And from I guess, a media standpoint, from where I'm sitting, I think that was kind of not, I mean, I would have not asked it. I would have probably just sat there quietly come up with another question besides that. Of course you're not going to pull over and let your own teammate win. We see teammates race hard all the time. Go back to last year. Perfect example, Kyle Busch, Carl Edwards. These two were racing hard at Richmond last year. Nobody's not bringing that up. What happened there? Two of them race hard for 10 laps. Final 10 laps of that race. Come down to it. Edwards moves Busch out of the way. Edwards takes the checkered flag. You can do it that way. Race hard. Do what you got to do to win. It's all hands on deck. All man for himself when it comes to these races. I don't know why in the world he would ask that question when you doggone know that question answer is going to be no. You're not going to let not even your teammate, not even your own rival, you're not going to let Pat pull over, let Kyle Larson win. Heck no. That's not how you want to race like that. That's too way too easy for a driver to pick up when you obviously you have your strategy from time to time with fuel mileage, people running out of gas. Seen it already this year. Austin Dillon, Ryan Newman, those guys. Well, Ryan Newman won on strategy, staying out. Austin Dillon won on fuel mileage, things like that. Casey Kane pulling out a rabbit of his own at Indianapolis. So strategy can play a little bit in that, but on the other side, you don't let pull over and let somebody else win. You're not going to let Kyle Larson win, pulling over let him win. You're not going to let Kyle Busch win. Obviously, with the news of what happened in Indianapolis, those two raced hard. Perfect example there as well. And both of them took themselves out of it, of the Brickyard 400 at that time. Tensions heated. So, heck no. You're not let somebody else win. I mean, that's a question that should not really been asked. And also, Martin was involved. Well, he might have not involved, but at that time anyways, go back to a few years ago and Spingate. what happened with that situation? Martin Truex Jr. raced his butt off. He was right there trying to get into the chase at that time a few years back with Michael Welch Racing. And of course, Clint Bowyer, who was already locked in due to a win. It was up in the points at that time. Sides or got T-Mores or whatever went down. Obviously, it's well documented in NASCAR history. Spins out. And I believe Martin at that time was looking at, it was 2 or 3 points out at that time. I can't remember at the time, but it was pretty close to being outside looking in. Bowyer spins, Vickers pits, or before that, Brian Vickers pits. Bowyer spins, Carlin comes out, and everything gets jumbled. And then NASCAR history books knows what happens next. But Martin himself was probably not a part of that, didn't want to be a part of that either. So I don't want to see him, my dude, in that situation again, especially as talented as Erik Jones is. Erik Jones, he was up in the party over the weekend for sure. Being able to put the car where he needs it, that was a good race car. And all standards, 77 going into that race was a little better than the 78, but 78 was in, at the end of the day, 78 was in position to win another race, but it didn't happen, unfortunately, but still a strong showing. But yeah, team orders going to Joe Gibbs Racing. Even the manufacturers as well, you can't expect people to pull over and when you're not going to see well, this might be a little over, but Golden State, you know, miss all their shots on purpose. Steph Curry going shooting half court. Now maybe he makes it every now and then, but you're not going to see them miss shots on purpose to let Cleveland or San Antonio win. You're not going to see Major League Baseball, you're not going to see guys just give up on a certain place to let people win. I mean, that's not how you win. That's not how you go about business. That's not how you win in anything, really. You got to work for it. Got to work hard, extra hard. And sometimes you got to put in the work to do that. So, my final advice here, or actually take on this, is really we don't need to see drivers pulling over and letting other drivers take position. Especially, this is really the wrong time to ask that, because we're coming up to the end of the regular season and you're not going to see free points given up. These drivers, especially on the bubble, Chase Elliott, Jay McMurray, Matt Kenseth, Clinton Bowyer, Joey Logano, these guys are trying to get, well, really, Bowyer and Logano, they're going to have to go out here and win races, and you're not going to earn it by just saying, hey, can you let me over a little bit so I can go win a race? Heck no. You're going to have to go out there and earn it, and Bristol is a perfect example. You're going to have to maybe move a driver out of the way to get it done wherever you need to get done, but you're not going to get a free pass in this league. That's a capital no. And that may be the fifth time or sixth time I said already in this turn, but that is just way too easy. And team orders, Truex put it perfectly. I mean, Eric Jones is going to get his, and Eric could probably. He is the wild card now, in my opinion. The way, really, all year long, the team has been fast, but Eric Jones put himself in some odd situations. But last week, that team, I think that was the best, in my opinion, the best race of the year for those guys. And they're right there in the mix, and they could wreck huge havoc on Harvick and Logano and put a huge dagger in them if he were to go to victory lane. And Bristol could be the place to do it for him, or Richmond, where he was good also before exiting at lap 3. So he's the undercard, in my opinion, that can really screw things up for those guys with 3 to go. That was turn 1, EG3, and we're going to go right into our final break here on the EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com. When I return, turns 2 and 3, and I'm going to try to pull up the results here from the Pure Michigan 400 course, the top 3. Kyle Larson wins it. Martin Truex Jr. second. Eric Jones comes home in the third position. EG3 show returns after this here on KCSportsRadio.com. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com. The latest in the world of NASCAR. Pure Michigan 400 results. Of course, I told you the top 3 already going into break. Coming out of it, Ryan Newman finished 4th. Trevor Bayne in the 5th position. Then go to Chris Buescher, Austin Dillon, Chase Elliott, Jim Murray, and Kyle Busch round the top 10 in the Pure Michigan 400. Some notables here. Looking down the list, Harvick finished 13th, Dale Earnhardt Jr. 14th. Ironically, those two finished together. Talk about those two to wrap up the show here. In a little bit, Ryan Blaney 15th. Brad Keselowski doing all that talking throughout last weekend. 17th. He needs sat on a pole and does not get the job done. Jimmy Johnson in a backup car once again, 19th. Daniel Patrick, 22nd. Clint Bowyer, 23rd. Matt Kenseth. He was in a great position to put Bowyer in a deeper hole. That did not happen. A late miscue and then a tire going down, 24th. Joey Logano, the mystery continues. Logano, where you at, son? 28th. And then you go down here some more. Daniel Suarez comes up small in 37th. He and Kane get together there. Casey Kane, since that victory, nowhere to be found either. 38th, that's your notables here from the Pure Michigan 400. And, of course, the Cup Series, Saturday night, Bass Pro Shops, NRA, night race at Bristol. One of the best races, venues in the regular season throughout, really, the whole entire season. Coverage beginning 6:30 Central, 7:30 East Side. And for those of you who live on the West Coast, you can figure out the math from there. NBC has it. PRN will have coverage on the airwaves in the Xfinity Series I mentioned earlier in the broadcast. Tomorrow night, 6:30 Central Time, the Food City 300, where you'll find that on NBCSN. EG3 Show, you can find out on Facebook.com/EG3Show with the latest news and what's going on. Stay tuned throughout the week for Bristol Weekend on that. And, of course, Twitter at EG3_Show for the latest in what's going on. Now, it could stay the same on Twitter if I can figure out on the Kindle tablet what's going on there. But if not, it'll stay the same. But the title of the podcast could change. It's not official yet. But if it is, 3 Wide with yours truly, EG3, will be the topic. And speaking of which, let's go 3 Wide into Turn 2, shall we, folks? Brad Keselowski finished 17th, who started on the pole in his home track, comes up short yet again. And the sandbagging comments, you know, this, once again, peanut comments from the peanut gallery, once again. And he has been talking about Toyota for the last, really the last, feels like all year long, but really for the last 2 months, Keselowski has been talking about the speed of Toyota, or the lack thereof, and especially after qualifying, where Penske sat on the front row with the two cars of course, Brad, and then you have Joey Logano, who that actually was hoped there, but turned to be not for the 22, and he goes to say, talk about Toyota. And I didn't listen to the whole interview at time, or did not listen to it at that time. Keselowski, did he praise his team for a pole position? It seems like not. All I heard was, you know, they're sandbagging, you know, these guys, and it really fired up the Toyota camp. Denny Hamlin said something. Mark Truex Jr. come out with a confused emoji. I like that. Even Cole Burns threw a shot at Keselowski, which I liked on Twitter as well, saying that second wasn't bad for sandbagging, somewhere like something like that. But that was great as well. So, you know, for the means of it purpose for those guys, they need to get their speed right. Because right now, and I said this a few weeks ago concerning the 22, the 2, at least for a few weeks, in the last few weeks, has been, they don't have the fastest car, but the 2 at least puts himself in position to score the best finish possible, or try to get themselves up there to steal a win, which didn't happen at the Glen, and sure as heck didn't happen at Michigan. Even though Brad won the first stage, he was nowhere to be seen up front throughout the rest of the race. So instead of worrying about Toyota, what they're doing, they need to focus on what they need to do is help out, or do something, really, pay to help out your teammate, Joey Logano, try to get in the chase, because right now, he's down in the dumps, and you're worried about what Toyota is doing, or what they're not doing, is showing up on qualifying, and pulling out all that speed, or whatever. Kyle Busch said a cuss word that I'm not going to repeat on So, obviously, you know those two hated rivalry between 18 and 2. But the main point here, Keselowski with the comments, I think he's really focusing too much on Toyota instead of what they're needing, especially, you know, coming up to the end of the regular season. Again, there's that critical point again. We're coming up to the end of the season. You can't be focused on what other people are doing. I mean, yeah, towards a racetrack you can, but not off the racetrack. You can't be doing that. And yes, Brad Keselowski, he's had some uneven comments this year toward a couple topics that I don't have time for to get into, but Keselowski and that Penske team, get your speed right and get your head right for that matter, and pay more attention to Joey Logano's situation more than Toyota's. And we're going 3 wide into our final turn, which was huge buzz last weekend. Kevin Harvick's comments to Dale Earnhardt Jr. This is the EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com. Just a few more minutes on the show. And, man, this show went by pretty fast. EG3 helmet stickers here. And our numbers of the week to end this podcast here in a few minutes. But real quick, Harvick commented, just summarize it, on Dale Jr.'s success or lack thereof success. Kevin Hart mentioned on his show last week that Dale Jr., that all that he's done for a sport, but when it comes to winning, he has not done that. And there was a comment in that sticks out to me, that Dale Jr.'s growth, or the not so growth of him not winning, has stunted the growth of the sport. Now, when I first read up on this on Twitter, and oh, by the way, if you want to look with me as well, follow me on Twitter. It is at @EdEddie_EG3. I thought, man, this was bad. Why are you going to hurt a man's feelings like this? But as the weekend progressed last weekend, I thought, well, this is kind of true. You know what I mean? And why? Because Dale Jr., he obviously has the biggest fan base, and he's been won the most popular award for most popular driver for some 13 or 14 straight consecutive seasons, but yet in the last couple of years hasn't produced on the racetrack for whatever it means. I have no idea. And you're paired up now with a 7-time champ, Jimmy Johnson, in your race shop. Now, why doesn't that speed translate that success to winning? Now, granted, the 48 has been in groundhog mode for a couple of months now, and I don't know. He is the last time we were at Bristol, Jimmy Johnson won the race, but since then, Jimmy Johnson has went to groundhog land to join the rest of them. But Dale Jr. hasn't had that same success as Jimmy Johnson, as you thought it would translate. Now, in the beginning, everybody thought, well, this is going to be a match made in heaven, with the 40 and 88 in the same shop, get the same notes or whatnot, the same information that you need to help get speed in the race car. But that just hasn't happened, especially this year. My goodness. Bad luck has hit the 88, and Dale Jr. continues to rack about speed now, getting his high hopes on, especially this past weekend. Man, we had speed in the race car or whatnot. Oh, man. You know, a lot of times are good, but we got to look on long speed. But when it comes to race time, this team still in the late teens and 20s. So I can explain a lot more, but this is going to have to go on to the next podcast next week or somewhere in there where I can talk more about this. But I believe I'm with Kevin Harvick on this one. I believe that, you know, Dale Jr. is good with the fans, and he's very knowledgeable with the sport, and we all like that. But the on-track, what you're doing with the race car, that has not translated for sure, and that's been way off. So, I mean, Dale Jr.'s won at Bristol before. Can he pull off the magic, the Dale Mary, to get in the playoffs? I don't think he can. But if there's one track out of the 3 tracks that he can do it, it might be at Bristol. And even though he's been a multi-winner at Richmond, I just don't think he can pull it off. And that which makes the last and final transition of the afternoon here on the EG3 show. The playoff pitcher this weekend, you know, I talked about Erik Jones in a previous segment. He could really throw a monkey in the wrench. And these guys, Boyer still within striking distance. And Logano, he's got to win somehow, which for me, the door is still left open a little bit, but Logano does not perform, at least get a top 10 at least, then in my opinion, he is going to be out, looking out of the playoff picture here come a few weeks, folks. All right, folks, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the EG3 helmet stickers of the week here on the EG3 show. And I'm going to start with the, pull up my notes here real quick here as I scroll up real fast. All right, EG3 helmet stickers of the week. And I'm going to run through it down once because we are running out of time. It's been a fast show. Bubba Wallace, Austin Cindric, Noah Craigson in the Capable Truck Series, Sam Hornish Jr., Matt Tiff, J.D. Davidson, EG3 helmet sticker. And finally, of course, Erik Jones, Trevor Bain, Chris Buescher all get EG3 helmet stickers this week. Here on this week on the EG3 show, Wallace, Cindric, Craigson, Hornish, Davidson, Tiff, Erik Jones, Trevor Bain, Chris Buescher. Number of the week to wrap up the show finally on a jam-packed show. And I'm going to mention two of them. First one, number 3, Kyle Larson. His third consecutive win, and he joins David Pearson and Bill Elliott to win. He comes the third driver, to win 3 straight at Michigan. That is something else to look at. That's quite the feat there, especially coming off of the Knoxville National race there, where he placed second and had to get permission to by Chip Ganassi. That's another topic for another podcast there. But number 3, Kyle Larson becomes the third driver joining Bill Elliott and Dave Pearson to win 3 straight at Michigan. The other number, well, actually, I'm going to get 2 more. 150. That is the episodes of the EG3 show today. The 150th episode today of the EG3 show. How about that? It's been such a blessing. It's just been such an honor personally to do the show here on KC Sports Radio, JPEG Sports Nerd. And I thank all of the guys for letting me on and do the podcast. It's been such a blast, especially really this year. That's been really fun. And we still got a whole lot of racing left, including the playoffs. So I'm really looking forward to what's on the other side. So 150, the 150th today episode of the EG3 show. And wrap it up with the show with 0. Brad Keselowski still winless at his home track, even though Erik Jones is also a Michigan native. But Brad Keselowski, all a sandbagging and whatnot, still hasn't won at his home track up in Michigan. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to wrap it for the EG3 show this week here on the KCSportsRadio.com, the EG3 show, heading to Bristol tomorrow night. Obviously, Kyle Busch got the trophy in the truck series last night. Who will grab the trophies this weekend, Friday and Saturday? Bristol night racing, weather permitting. I'm just going to throw that in there. It's going down Saturday night. Who is going to get in, or who's going to have an opportunity to get in the playoffs? We'll have to find out. It's going to be exciting weekend. Night of racing continues tomorrow night with the Xfinity Series race, Food City 300, Bass Pro Shops, NRA night race at Bristol, prime time Saturday night. Folks, enjoy the rest of your week. Have a blessed weekend. And until we meet again, folks, next weekend, this is the EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com, the JPEG Sports Network, Bristol. We coming. We out.